The creeper is Srimati Radhika Shastra. But what is the beauty? Sakhi. If there are no Sakhi, no beauty at all. So Srimati Radhika always surrounded by it. You should know in this reference. Prasanga means kya? Context. That there are four kinds of sakhi. Swapaksh, dipaksh, tatastha and shuddha. Swapaksh means in the side of Srimati Radhika. This sakhi is of Radhika. This sakhi, Chandravali and her all sakhi are dipaksha. Dipaksha means opposite. And some are in middle. Natural. Tatastha.
Neutral.
And some are
friendly.
Not Svapaksha, not Vipaksha, not Tatastha. Sometimes so much nearer to Radhika, like friend. Then they are Svapaksha, Suhrit. And when they are nearer to Chandravali and other Vipaksha, they are called Tatastha. The Tatastha of Srimati Radhika Sakhi are called Suhrit of
Chandravali.
Understand? If you want to know that what is the meaning of Sriya Shobha, beauty. Among these four, only Svapaksha are also of four kinds. Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Narma Sakhi, Priya Narma Sakhi. Five kinds. Five. Sakhi of Radhika, but sometimes some including towards Krishna.
Inclination
towards Radhika. But always they have tendency to subjugal. They are not Tatastha, Suhrida or Vipaksha. They are Svapaksha. But even inclination something to Krishna. Then they are like Sakhi and they are called Dhanishta and all others. When there is some inclination towards Srimati Radhika and very near dear to Radhika, they are Priyanarma Sakhi and Param Prasthi, like Lalita Vishakha and all people. And when solely inclination towards Radhika. Without Radhika, they cannot be. The light soul, Radhika is light and soul of all these. Nitya Sakhi and Pran. Among Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi are prominent, like Rup Manjari, Dati, Giri, all. They always serve Srimati Radhika. If Krishna is defeated by Srimati Radhika, they are overbred and quacking. And if Krishna defeats Radhika, then some problems come. They do like this. But Lalita may laugh and enjoy, but there will be somewhat. So these are always being with Radhika. All time. Lalita and Vishakha and that Sakhi, they will not enter in the Kund where Radha and Krishna are there. But these Sakhi, Manjari, can enter at any time and they can serve their path of freedom for them. They will hesitate, Lalita, Vishakha and Sakhi this. But they will not. They can do any shavap at any time. So their beauty If Krishna is meeting with them, they are testing the same thing, being far away. But everything they are testing. They have no need to meet Krishna at all. So these are called Manjari. These are the beauty of Radhika. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this mood of these gopis. He should not expect more than this. Not more than
this.
They cannot be like Lalita, Vishakha or all of them. Only they can have this thing. But it is not a very little thing. It is Unnat Ujjvalaras. Tattad Ichha Mahi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this thing through Harinam Sankirtan and he has tested the Unnat Ujjvalaras, the three moods of Radhika. So if anyone has these things, these modes of Manjari, he can test the beauty, the sweetness of his float sound or anything of Krishna. And if we have no such frame and all these things, we cannot. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to give this thing. Before this, Saptaras, Dasaras, and Vatsalya has been given something. Madhvacharya, Ramanuja and all have given Goda Devi of Ramanujacharya. They have given all these things. But these things, she of Sabhakti Sriyam, Unnat Ujjal Mood has never been given so long when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came first. So it is so high. If anyone has some taste, some greed, by reading Chaitanya Chaitamrita, by hearing all these things, a little greed, then he will give up his everything in the Lord's feet of his Guru Dev. The Siksha Guru. Devotee and will try to collect something. Krishna Bhavita Bhakti Bhavita Mati Kriyatam Kutavi Jadi Lakrati Tatra Lambulla Lambulla Janma Koti Sukhitan. I will explain more clearly tomorrow.
God frame
him. My doctor is also telling I should obey him. Should not speak more because this will make this problem. So Sanskirtan, Maha Mantra. I think that something clear idea,
yes,
you can have something.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. It's a drop of dough. People can take a drop.
This explanation I will tell tomorrow. Maha Mantra. पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरक्षिते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय कृपामयी त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि। Day is a very auspicious day, but day of Krishna Priya Devi, she is the embodiment of Prema Bhakti. How the devotees at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they like to honor Vishnu Priya Devi. Though he was like Saptabhama, incarnation of Saptabhama of Dwarkapuri, he has come to Krishna, Gaur Lila, Nadiya Nobu, and she is the incarnation of Saptabhama and first wife of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lakshmi Priya, is the incarnation of Rukmini Devi, manifestation of Rukmini Devi. When this Lakshmi Priya left this world, she was merged into Vishnu Priya Devi. Perhaps you know that how she was much than the devotional service. At first when Lakshmi Priya Devi left this world, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preaching in East Bengal, he was so much feeling separation for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Nai Pandit, he could not tolerate, and he left his body. After that, Sakima was saying so much that the wife of my son has gone. She wanted that a new wife should come, but equally beautiful to Nimai. He was so beautiful and he was so much qualified. So any girl should be taken, who should be very immersed in devotional activity and very much beautiful and having so many qualities. She was going to Delhi to take bath in Ganges, very near us, very near us. Delhi, he used to see that a very beautiful girl of 16 or 17 going Delhi to Ganges. At the same time when Ma Sakhi was going to take bath, with so honor for Ganges, so honor for Krishna. After taking bath, he used to worship Krishna there and used to touch the feet of Sakhi Mata Devi. Devi he used to touch. So much honor for Sakhi Devi. So, seeing and coming in contact, he thought that it will be very better, that this girl is married to my Nimai. So he told, expressed this idea to any Brahmin named Sanatan Arikun.
Sanatan.
And he was like he used to do these things. Usually.
Marriage making
persons. Like called like Purohit. In India they are called like Purohit. All go to them and tell that my son is to be married, my daughter is to marry, and they help him. By seeing their counting their Rashi, astrological things and everything. And if they allow, and they will tell to their father and mother and guardians, they will certainly follow their birth. So this Sanatana Prabhu went there. He was like Gargacharya of Krishna. So he went to that, the father of and mother of Vishnu Priyadevi. They never expected that. Very beautiful and very qualified in whole Bengal or India. We'll have such a person for our girls. They at once became so glad and they accepted this offer. And very near, the date was fixed for marriage. Very rich persons in at that time in Navadvip town. When he heard that my Pandit is going to be married, he told that whole expense of marriage I will bear. Because he is my Shiksha Guru. He was learning some Sanskrit from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his boyhood time. So now he became so rich and he told that I will hear the expenses of all the beautiful marriage party. Went to marry. Very good festival and everything was done. Very beautiful and qualified. Vishnu Priyadevi came in the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they sat together, unparalleled, beautiful, and all became happy. Whole Navadvip came, all ladies and gentlemen came and they blessed them. In the meantime, Mahaprabhu went to Gaya. And he changed his all modes, crying, weeping, rolling down on the earth, Krishna, Krishna. He had no talk with Vishnu Priya. But Vishnu Priya always serving from far away, by cooking, by giving all the things which are helpful for him. But only that, he was not in his conscious Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Out of senses, always bitterly crying. When he returned from Gaya, he stopped to teach in his school. His school was stopped. He told that I don't know any meaning of any sutra, word, or anything except Krishna. I see that all words denote Krishna. And when he used to see any words, he began to cry. Krishna always came in his mind. He see any cow, he began to weep loudly. He used to remember Krishna, cow herding. If he sent used to see anything resembling to Vrindavan, even flowers, cuckoos, peacocks, Ganges, he thinks that it is Yamuna flowing So he was always crying bitterly for, where is you, Krishna? Otherwise my book, my breast will worn and torn. I cannot leave without you. So he was changing. So in the night he used to go to Sivasangan. They are chanting, remembering and kirtaning so much whole night with bhakti. And when coming here in the courtyard of his mother, he began feeling separation from Krishna. Sometimes he used to remember the cow grazing, sometimes playing with goats, playing with gopis, so many things. So Vishnupriya has not a moment time to meet and to be familiar and talking and all this. So it went on 3-4 years like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made up his mind that I must give up worldly things. My beloved wife, mother, everything I have. Even I will have to give Navadvip Dham, so many friends and scholars and all others. If I am here, then I cannot do my things to sprinkle Krishna prema to whole world, and I cannot taste my three wishes. And I see here, living here, the inhabitants of nowadays are quarreling with me. They cannot understand my mood. When I'm what mood, they cannot realize. Sometimes a new teacher can, or a student. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was moving in very deep thought of pleasure. And at that time he was thinking that Krishna is so cheater and he is naughty. He tells lies, he kills Gopi. So he, at that day, he was thinking that, oh, I have lost connection with Krishna. But better if I am have connection with gopis, because he gives so many problems to gopis. So he was doing gopi, 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 emerging in Brajabhav, gopi bhav. But that a student could not understand. He said, why were they telling gopi, gopi, gopi? Why not Krishna, Krishna, Krishna? Where in Shastra it has been written that you should repeat or you should chant gopi, gopi, gopi? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that, oh, he is sometimes something inclined towards Krishna. He is the Krishna Paksha here. And he took a stick, very mota wala, very thick, and he runs after that person. Oh, he ran away so quickly, telling that, I will see you. I have come to your home and that is why you are so strong and going to beat me. I have done nothing against you and yet you are doing like so. So I will go and make a party of students and will attack you and give a good lesson. The son Muhammad thought that, I have come to taking all these sufferings of all jivas and they are making offenses to me, so I should not give this chance. I came to remove all the suffering, sorrow and to engage them in Krishna service, but I am doing against, so I should give up all these things, all Navadvip, my wife, my children, my home and everything, so that they will afterwards sometime they will be favorable to me. And then they will think that, oh, all the kings, all these murder persons are coming in the lotus feet of this Nimai Pandit. Then they will realize, oh, he has so quality. Now he is in the renounce order. A sannyasi should be think to be like Krishna, Narayan. So they'll anyhow do pranam to me. And then they will be out of coffin. But this was only artificial and outward reason. But the main reason was that if I'm not giving up all these things, how can I test three wishes? How can I take the mode of Radhika? And how can I give whole world Krishna Prem if I am as a householder always blended in householder duties? I cannot do. That is why he made up his mind that tomorrow in the midnight I will cross the Yamuna, Ganga, and I will go to Kantak Nagari, and there I will take renowned holder, Sannyas. And then I will go to Vrindavan. I will never be in Navadvipa or anywhere. I will go in same Vrindavan where I can meet Krishna. This decision was kept so secret. But anyhow, four friends of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was Nityananda Prabhu, Chandrasekhar Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, and Kingan. When he was going to take sannyas, in the evening he went to meet of all the villagers in Navadvipa, all their learned persons, all the devotees, all their honoring. They were not imagining that even today he will give up all these things and will go to take renowned shoulder. Nothing to have take suggestion from anyone. It depends from the heart of the devotee. What should I do for Krishna? Whether I should be in this worldly family as a person of family, or I had to take renounce. It depends on the strongness of me. If anyone has first impression, he can take it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made up his mind very strongly that tomorrow in the night I will give up. Vishnu Priya, couldn't it amazing? But he was knowing, knew that he only has love for Krishna. And being in the same home, always feeling separation and separation. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calling Krishna, Krishna, where you are, and you fell on the ground. But she could not help. She could not take in his arms. Only Nityananda Prabhu sometimes used to say, otherwise not. So living together but feeling some separation, no talk in day and night, morning, evening. Vishnu Priya, always thinking, always remembering, always in the mood of serving. Sometimes he began to weep, and mother, Sati, used to console. Last day, she was going to take bath in Ganges, and she got a injury in the knee, sometimes knocked down. No? And see, some blood came out. She was thinking that for 4 years, more than 12 years, I'm going to Delhi to Ganges. Never I felt like so. Why? Today something wrong. When he was bathing, this time nose ring went in the Ganges. She is such so much, but it's not fine. Now he was letting her hate it. What will she do? I don't. She began to wait. Waiting, she returned to Sakhi Devi and told all this time. She began to wait, sitting in the lap of Vishnu Priya, Sakina. She tried to console but could not control. She began to weep herself, Sakina. So both were waiting. When it became night, Nimai Pandit was today so happy, so happy. He took some garland, he took some betel nets, and decorated himself his very beautiful hair, cut hair. And he went in the home of Vishnu Priya Devi in night, when it was about midnight. Today, he was loving so much to Vishnu Priya Devi that Vishnu Priya Devi could not imagine. In 4 years, I had not received any. But today, why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decorated his hair, her hair, with his own hands. Very beautifully he did. And he gave some flowers and garland these things. Yes. Made so beautiful. Gave better land. And today, very affectionately, talking so many things. But she was eating in her heart that this is the last. Why he is affecting me so much? It is a very strange thing. If the land is going to be distinguished, it goes like dhap, dhap, and then forever. We have seen that those persons who are ready to die, they are lying down on the bed, unconscious for 2, 3, 4, 5 days. At last, they call all their. And they talk sometimes. They think that, now he has become well. But after a moment, so Vishnu Priya Devi is thinking that today I have lost my nose ring, I have some injury today, and seeing all these things which are not usual, so what will be today of my this Sindhu, you know? She was thinking like this, being in the lap of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, very closely, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has did like in his arms, but he was feeling so much suffering, no happiness, nothing. I don't know what she was thinking, and drinking in the ocean of separation. At once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna. He called Yogamaya and he ordered that you should go on the eyes of Vishnu. Yogamaya became of lakhs and lakhs quintal, so much heavy. And she wanted not to sleep, but yet she slept so soundly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw towards her one time, and he removed his eyes and began to walk towards the door. He saw that mother, Sakhi Devi, standing like wood, not doing anything. Like this. Also the tears were dry. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did parikrama of Shakti Vaidya and take to it is just a no sign. Elect the forever. Ganges was slowly, very gently flowing, but it was very cold day. Rain was going something, very night in midnight. Where Krishna was telling, and he jumped in. And he crossed the river and went about 20 miles from Nadi. And there he came out of the Ganges and went to one Mayavadi sannyasi. What name?
Keshavarman.
He was well known to Kalsavati. Kalsavati used to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was Nimai Pandit. And he was loving so much to this boy. He was as yet sannyasi. But he was not Pakka Mayavadi sannyasi. He had taken initiation in Mayavadi sannyasi, but he was really a very good devotee. And he gave the mantra of Gopi Bhavamu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that what mantra you are going to give me? I think that this mantra you want to give me. And told him his yes. And made his disciple him. And then too. When the barber came and wanted to say, but he was weeping for a whole day, he could not say till evening. At last Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Yogamaya, then entered Yogamaya in barber, and then he could say. In the evening, he gave sannyas mantra to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as he received the mantra, oh Shiva Karma, oh Krishna Karma, and he started to go to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu cunningly, he brought him to Shantipur. And after being there, whole Navadvip party, lakhs and lakhs persons, and from remote villages, they used to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in shape of now Krishna Chaitanya. Now he became sannyasi. His mother came, all came. Mother told, she was so much weeping, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, I've done mistake, wrong. You have brought up me to this age. But I could not serve. My father has gone. My brother has taken sannyas. And even myself, if him go and become sannyas. So I could not serve. If you like, I can give up sannyas and I want to serve. He began to wait like this and one hand on the head of new sannyasi boy. He told, don't break the rule and regulations of Ved and Upanishad. If you have taken sannyas, I want that you should observe the rules and regulations of sannyas. But only one, I want one thing, that you should not go very far away in Vrindavan, but you can live in Jagannath, so that sometimes I know you there, or I will have your Kushal Varta, your information, good news, from so many devotees coming and going to, because Kuli is not so far away. He told him, yes. He told that you should be here for 3-4 days. I will cook and only you will have to take that. So he used to cook and You know that all the dogs even, all the girls, all the boys, all the olds and old ladies and gentlemen came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only one could not come. And who? What he had done that she could not come? She knew that if I will go, then it may be that my husband will be offended. So I should not make any problem for her. I can bear, tolerate all these things, but I don't want to see him unhappy. So everyone went there. Can you imagine the mood of Vishnupriya at that time? Whole village, now the town was vacated. No one was there. But only she was there, weeping. She cannot come. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Puri. He never returned to Navadvip. Never meeting was done after all with Vishnupriya. But what was the condition of Vishnupriya then? Always dating, feeling separation. She used to chant Hare Krishna, not go. Not Gaur, not Chaitanya. Because his husband had told her any time to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna,
Krishna,
Krishna Hare, Hare,
Hare,
Hare
Rama,
Hare Rama. Always telling separation for Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya. But always remembering that he has told me to chant Hare. So sitting whole day. Especially in morning, serving Narayan after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been left to help Sati Devi. And from morning till midday, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.
Washing with the hot tears, taking mantras. Again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No bead, mala, and anything. Only with the rices. Up till midday, how much she can count? She took it and washed, and it cooked, it was cooked. Any shark, lips of vegetable, like palam shark or any shark, she cooked. Or what he has? Manage Sati Devi for this. Sati Devi has given all his household duties to Ishan Prabhu. He was serving. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also ordered him to take care and look after his home and these two ladies. So he was managing this. It was cooked and it was given to house deity, that is Narayan. Shalagram or a Dhokha Vishnu Sattva, which was coming from generation, from his father Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it was, she used to give to Shakima, she used to offer. And after offer, Vishnu Priya Devi used to give whole to the Shakimaya. She used, remembering his son, weeping something. And some portion he used very little to Vishnupriya Devi. Very little she used to take, only to maintain life, nothing else. All day chanting, remembering. Son even could not see the face, even his feet, what to about feet. So Narottam Thakur came, Srivasacharya came, Srinivasacharya, Shyamananda Prabhu came, Jiv Goswami came there. Only they saw, took darshan of her left, lot of faces, not faces, always bowing to the earth. So he is called what? He is called Prema Bhakti Swarupani, incarnation of embodiment of Krishna. So this is the life history of Sati Vishnu Priya Devi. He wanted to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu anyhow managed, and he gave a wooden neem tree Gauranga to her anyhow, and she used to worship that deity anyhow. After 500 years, it came in the hands of my Gurudev, and now this same deity is served in our temple at Kishura. So Vishnu Priya Devi, we should try to follow Vishnu Priya Devi. His method of Krishna remembering or his Chaitanya remembering, Gauranga. So today is the birthday of Vishnu Priya Devi. We pray in her. Lot of people there. She should bestow mercy that we have some affection and love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we want to be devotee like that, then Krishna will be happy. Mahaprabhu.